Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right. I said it. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, but most importantly, an ongoing, ever claiming student of the universe. And I say universe, some people use the term God, some people say source, higher power, all that there is. It doesn't matter the word. You know the energy that I'm talking about. And feel free to use whatever words that are that sit well in your soul. You know, one of the things about this happiness, and let me be very clear, when I talk about happiness, it is a internal state of mind. It is a vibration. It is a personal vibration, and that it's a personal energy of contentment. We all know what contentment feels like. Some people don't like the word happy. I'd rather use the word joy. Joy, happiness is fleeting. Joy is lasting. I've heard it all. Use whatever word you prefer. But I'm here to tell you that words, energy is powerful. Words are just letters put together. Energy is powerful. So you can, when I say happiness, I'm talking about a personal energy, a personal vibration of contentment. And when I say global happiness specialist, I really mean that. I mean that. Walking it. And what does that mean? That means, let me give you my definition of happiness. My definition is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace, to vibrate an energy of inner peace regardless of what happens. This life is not about what is happening out there. No, it's about how much, how about this? It's about how you react and or respond to life. Because there's a difference between reacting to life, which is just automatic, just like a robot, a program robot, you're reacting, or responding, which takes self-awareness, consciousness, a pause, and a decision, a real decision between, say you're in any situation, between peace and drama. So what are you going to choose? And when I talk about this happiness, when I talk about this happiness thing, it is a real commitment. It is a commitment, just like it's a commitment to go to the gym or to eat more healthy. It is a commitment. The good news is, my dear audience, the good news is that happiness, what I'm talking about, this vibration, this energy, is a practice skill. That means anybody that's interested, anybody that wants to, you don't even need to have any prerequisites. When I say happiness is a practice skill, I've been practicing this for 45 years. What? Did she say 45 years? That's impossible. 45 years. When I was younger, you remember blowing out the candles and you make a wish on your birthday cake, or you make a wish. And I always wish for the same two things. And I I'm sorry, not sorry for these people, for the people that have listened to me for years and years and you've heard the story before, but there's so many new listeners, so please thank you for your patience. I wish for the same two things for decades in my teens and my 20s, still blowing out the candles on my birthday cake. That's right. Why should that tradition stop? Just because I'm 92 and counting. Same two things. I wish for the same two things. Number one, I wanted to live to my potential. And number two, I wanted to be happy. And so this happiness, this search, this journey, this seeking happiness has led me to know the truth about happiness, which is it is a practice. Number two, it's the individual's responsibility. I can't make anybody else happy. I can't make anybody else angry or miserable or upset or sad. No, I can't. I don't have that power. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is a practice. But what do you practice? Well, thank you for asking. The first part of the practice is to gradually eliminate one by one programmed behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your inner peace, your contentment, and your happiness. Programmed behaviors. We've all been programmed. I'm up to 54. And there's different levels to these behaviors, level one, level two, level three. The level one are behaviors, program behaviors, that anyone would recognize and say, oh, yes, of course, that makes sense. Definitely that would subtract from happiness. I'll give you an example, like complaining. You know that when you're complaining, it's hard to complain and have a vibration of contentment at the same time. But before I go on, let me just share how to speak with me live. If you want to join the show and either ask a question or a comment or just contribute, the numbers to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and or if you're on Wisdom, you can just ask to join. But let's get back to the program behaviors that subtract from your happiness. So the practice is just eliminating, being aware, staying aware, consciously aware, self-aware of when you are, of your actions, of your behavior, of what you're saying. Too often, the words and the behaviors just pop out automatically. Now, this show, Reality Spirituality, is here to say if you really want to experience more happiness, if that is a priority or an interest or a commitment, then the practice is to be aware of what you're doing, of your agenda, and of why you're saying what you're saying. To be very conscious. And so in the first level one, I already said complaining. How about comparing yourself to someone else? How does that feel? Trying to control anyone or anything outside of yourself. Taking anything personally. Worrying. Needing to be right. Don't tell anybody. Shh. But I have that one really bad. That need to be right. Oh, that stayed with me for decades. I remember where I learned it, in the Norrington household. Oh, everybody. My father was always right. And so, of course, I learned how to be always right, too. The problem with that always right thing is it's all ego-driven. And anything that is ego-driven or ego-authored or ego-inspired is just going to take you into a brick wall, because the ego is very, very discontented. That's its makeup. Discontented, and it wants you to identify with it, and it wants you to be discontented also. So that's just a little brief summation of this show, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And let me get back to, I gave you my definition of happiness, the ability to vibrate an energy of inner peace and contentment regardless of what happens. And then the other thing when I said happiness is a practice skill. That's the good news. So happiness is a state, is a state of mind you were born into. When you were born, you didn't know how to worry or have a judgment or live in the future or live in the past or to blame someone else for how you're feeling. No, all of those were programmed behaviors. All of those were behaviors that you learned. But the good news is what you learned, you can unlearn. You can unlearn all of the programs that you learned, and these programs subtract from your happiness, and these programs are the reason for the unhappiness. It's not what happens that causes the unhappiness. It's the judgment around it. It's the perspective of what's happening. This should not, I'm using a word that I don't use. There's three words I don't use. I don't use mistake, I don't use should, and I don't, what's the other word, should, mistake. What's the other word? I'll think about it. I'll think of it. But I use every other word. I'm just letting you know. All the other words, oh, yes, I use those. But back to explaining, when I say happiness is a practice skill, it is the state. It was the state that you were born into. All of these program behaviors that even having expectations is another program behavior. And I've already shared so many times the only reason why people worry. There's only two reasons. Number one, you were programmed to worry. You learned how to worry, so it is a program. And then number two is lack of trust. You can't trust and worry at the same time. Choose one. Let's get to today's topic. But you know what? But before I do, let me just share this, because I do get new listeners all the time. I don't pretend to have all of the answers to all of these challenges, but what I do say is I've been studying this thing called happiness for 45 years, and I consider myself an expert on it. Yes, I do. And I'm always learning. So my purpose is just to share my perspective, another perspective with you, not to, my way is the only way. No, what I'm here is just to share another perspective. One of the biggest inspirational compliments that I get is, gee, Rebecca, I never thought about it like that before. That's it. That's all. I mean, I don't even need that, but I'm just saying, that's it. I never thought about it like that, which just gets the brain triggered to think about something outside of the programming. Who even knew? Someone I spoke with yesterday, and we were talking about criticizing self and feeling bad about self, feeling bad about the person in the mirror. And she was saying that she spent the day playing games, you know, on her phone, watching TV. You know, one of those days where the world judges as what a waste of time. And I'm using air quotes, what a waste of time. Well, I'm here to tell you that, no, there's no such thing as wasting time. And if you find yourself playing games on your phone for a day or 2 days or 3 days, accept it. If that's spiritual too, just keep it moving. Keep it moving. If whatever you are doing, you're supposed to be doing in the moment. And if you're not doing it, it's not supposed to be happening. This program to be judgmental and to be criticizing of self, if I'm not doing what the world says I should do, examples, wake up early, go, do, I get it. And if that feels good to you, go for it. But what I'm also saying, if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't feel like it's an inspiration, because there's a difference between these shoulds, what I should do based on a program, based on judgments, and what your soul needs to be fed, what your soul needs, what food your soul needs. Boy, it sure did take a long time for me to spit that one out. What your soul needs. And let go of this self-criticism. And in fact, I'm going to give each and every one of you, it's two people to 200 people listening, an A+. Give yourself an A+ for what you do, how you do it, how you say it. It doesn't matter. It's time to get off your own. It's time to get off your own back and really realize that you're okay exactly where you are. There's nothing that you need to do more of to vibrate a sense of inner peace. There's nothing that you need to accomplish to have the energy of contentment. I promise you there's not. You can feel, you can get into that vibration and that emotion in an instant. It has nothing to do with what's happening out there. You can still have the same challenges in your life. You can still be faced with the same, quote, problem and still vibrate an energy of contentment. It doesn't matter what's happening. What matters, what you can do, is just change your perspective. Switch up your perspective and ask. I was talking to someone and they said, and just ask, hey, how is this serving me? I know this is all effed up, but how is this serving me? I know it is because every situation and every opportunity is there to serve me. How is this serving me? And watch your ego just go into a tizzy fit. Oh, writhing in pain. How is this serving me? Because I know that it is. That's trust, and that's a practice. As opposed to, oh, no, you know, resisting. But anyway, let's get to today's topic. This is, you know, I've never in 10 plus years, 12 years, I've never talked about this. But when I say we are more alike than we are different, how many of you, you can raise your hand because I can see you. Oh, yes, I have those magic powers. I can see you. Maybe not exactly what you're wearing, but I can see you and feel you. So how many of you, just raise your hand, how many of you have had to let go of someone that you loved? And I really mean loved. I don't mean obligated to love, like a mother or a sister or a twin sister or a family member. I'm talking about someone that you, it could be a family member, somebody that you really, 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 really love. But there is an energy that happens not all the time, and it doesn't. And the energy, the incompatible energy, doesn't happen all the time. But it happens enough that I can feel there isn't any peace in the relationship. So, with any relationship, and this is just my perspective. The only reason why there is conflict, there is a conflict in a relationship, is lack of acceptance of the other person. And when I say lack of acceptance, I mean not accepting what they believe, not accepting how they act, not accepting their responses, not accepting their life journey. Just not accepting, wanting the other person to be different, wanting the other person to change, so that, and I'm only going to speak for myself, wanting the other person to change so I'll feel better. Anytime I wanted someone else to change, it was because I wanted to feel better. And I thought that if they changed, that if they did something different, that I suggested, of course, Oh, all the change comes from my suggestions, or used to come from my suggestions, my brilliant suggestions. Oh, I know exactly what someone else needs to do to be better. Oh, yes, I can point my finger at someone else and say, I know exactly what they needed to do, what they need to do. Yeah, that's who I used to be. And now the realization is, number one, other people are not my business. That's the universe's business. But anyone outside of me, anyone outside of the mirror, it's just not my business. And so let me get out of the universe's business. Let me get out of God's business, because it's not my business. And in fact, that's one of the program behaviors. Let's see, what level is this? That's one of the program behaviors that subtracts from happiness. It is noticing what someone else is doing or being in someone else's business. Oh, and I have that bad. So, but let me get back to the point of this loving someone and having to let them go. One of the studies that I cite at the beginning of most of these reality spirituality, the Truth About Happiness shows, is the study conducted by hospice nurse Bronnie Ware. And you can Google it. It's called The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. And these patients were days to live, weeks to live, months to live, and they were asked, what were their biggest regrets? What were their 5 biggest regrets? And these five regrets that I'm about to read very quickly kept coming up over and over and over again. And in fact, one of their regrets is what we're talking about, is what the topic of today's show is. So the 5 most common regrets of the dying. Number one, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. Shout out to all the workaholics out there. What's up, workaholics? Workaholics are people too. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Number four is going to be today's topic. I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. And number five is I wish I would have been happier. Very powerful topics and information. The 5 most common regrets of the dying, and one of them is I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. So let me just talk about staying in touch with people that you say you care about, people that you love, people from that you grandfathered in, just those people. And sometimes, just sometimes, people in families, people that are close, that I've developed friendships with, people that are close, And especially family. Let me stick with that, because sometimes it's necessary to let go of a family member. This is just from my experience, letting go of a family member, that requires a lot more time. Excavation, and maybe not for everyone. I'm just speaking for myself. And it also depends on the relationship dynamic. What is the dynamic? I mean, if it's a physical danger or emotional danger, yeah, of course, break out, get out ASAP. Sometimes though, it's not as the incompatible energy. I can only speak for myself. I want to hold on. I want to hold on to that person, even though that the energy is incompatible. And this is the tricky thing. Here we go. Letting go of someone you claim to love, or letting go of someone you love and happiness. I want to ask a question. And you can either comment, You can call in. The number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And or if you're on Wisdom, you can ask to join. But here's the question. Oh, please don't let me forget the question. Hold on a second. What's the question? Oh, crap. Hold on. Hold on. It's there. I know it's there. This always happens when I get excited. Hold on. Okay. I don't remember the question yet, but I do have. I can go to another point. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. And thank you for your patience with my craziness. Okay. So back to the family member or someone that's very close and you love. It's very rare. Okay, this is my experience. My experience is that it is rare to have a really smooth, easy relationship that is peaceful. And I'm saying that it was rare for me to be in a peaceful relationship because I wasn't peaceful. I mean, my soul, my spirit, my consciousness, whatever you want to call it, was not peaceful. In fact, when my best friend, I first met my best friend, he's one of these people that can read somebody right off the bat without them even speaking. He could just look in your eyes, feel your energy, and read you. And so, in fact, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, if you wanted to look that up. Anyway, when we first met, he said to me, not on that day, but he said later, that all I saw in your eyes was drama. All you were about was drama. And he was right. And I was into arguing. I was into judging. I was the opposite of what and who I represent now. When I say represent, I mean who I am. Now, trust me, I could get on a stage or teach an aerobic class and be just as obnoxious and big and forceful and all that. I haven't lost that, but I'm talking about in a personal day-to-day interaction with someone I'm in a relationship with. Where's the peace? The peace is all on my shoulders. It's all my responsibility. And if it's not, and if there isn't peace in the relationship, it falls on my shoulders. Any kind of unrest or anxiety in a relationship is my responsibility, not theirs. It's not the narcissistic friend or the mother or it's my responsibility. There is no such thing as a difficult person. None. This is my perspective. It's me not growing to a level that I can handle anything. So I use this analogy a lot. Can a gnat bother an elephant? Can a gnat on an elephant's back bother an elephant? Because I really got an answer when one person said, well, if the gnat's in the elephant's eye, then that would bother the elephant. Okay, so the gnat is on the elephant's back. It's not in the elephant's eye, it's on the elephant's back. Is the elephant bothered by a gnat? No, on its back, no. So if I'm bothered by anybody or any person, then it's just up to me to grow to a point where I'm an elephant and they're a gnat, but they can still keep being a gnat. But I'm an elephant, and a gnat can't affect an elephant. Anyway, that's number one. So, meaning, there's no such thing as a difficult person. It's just me not growing enough. You see why I don't have any friends? This looking in the mirror and taking responsibility for everything is no joke. No joke. Okay, let's get back to letting go of somebody that you love. Now, it's really tricky. It's really tricky because there is a, I'm speaking for myself, because there is a navigation. What entity is giving me, sending me information? We talked about this last week, whether or not we have free will, whether free will is real or a myth. And we talked about the having to deal with the subconscious, the conscious mind, the thoughts, all of the programming, the reaction, if I'm not conscious, if I'm not self-aware, how the hell can there be free will if all of those are not taken into consideration? The subconscious, which is the entity that has taken in all the data since birth without judgment, and then, of course, there's the ego, and then we have the thoughts, and then we have the programming. So all of these things play a factor into whether an individual is really acting from their universal place or they're just acting out of a program. And so I contend that this keeping people keeping people in my life just because, say they're a twin sister, my twin sister, keeping her in my life because they're family. Okay, so let's get to the point of letting go. When you are at a level, and when I say a level, I'm talking about a level of consciousness, a level of growth. When you are at a level where you can feel other people's energy, you can feel whether somebody is compatible with you or not. And I'm not giving a judgment on anything, because either the energy is compatible or it's not. So coming back to, what if you're in a relationship with someone that you love and you're compatible with them? Your energy is compatible with them 70% of the time. 70, 80, most of the time, compatible energy. Now, if I'm sticking with 70, that means 30% of the time the energy is incompatible. And let me give you a perfect example. I'm going to use a term that everyone can understand. Hopefully, it's called avoidance, avoidance energy. And I don't know about you, but I know how to dish out avoidance energy, and I know how it feels when it's thrown my way, when someone is, even though it's really difficult for me to believe, oh, how could anybody want to avoid being in my presence? Oh, that's impossible. Wait, hold on a second. Let me say that better. That's impossible. But according to my number one son, oh, it's very possible that people would want to avoid being in my presence. Now, sometimes the universe has gifted me with an answer of, have you ever tried to stare at the sun, especially a time when it was going through an eclipse? Did I say eclipse? Eclipse. And staring at the sun, and they say, don't look at the sun, don't look at the sun. But sometimes people's energy, and including all of you that are listening, sometimes energy can be so bright and so light that it's painful for someone with another kind of energy to be in the room, in the same room. I'm not making a judgment about it. I'm just saying that sometimes that happens. And in fact, I've shared this before, but there was a time in my life, not so long ago, that I used to believe that, sure, everybody wants to be happy, naively. Everybody wants to be happy, correct? Of course. That's the given. That's the truth. And because I thought like that, the universe is always there to set me straight. It's always there to let me know that if I'm believing something that isn't the truth, it's going to get exposed. If I'm believing something that is a program and it's not the truth, the universe always exposes it. Because I'm walking around here being a happiness specialist, of course the universe does me that favor and exposes. Getting back to this energy, 30%. So 30% of the time I have this feeling, I sense that, and it's more than a feeling. It's a sense. It's a sixth sense. It's an intuition, and we all have it. We all have intuition. We were born with it. Whether you use it or not is totally up to you, or whether you practice using it is totally up to you. I highly recommend it. That spiritual, universal, God GPS is gold, baby. And when you let go and really, when I say let go, I really mean hands off the steering wheel. No hands are on the steering wheel. You are being led. You are being guided. You are being driven. And all you got to do is enjoy the ride. You are being chauffeured. Letting go. Using that intuition. And so when you're really tuned in and you practice using your intuition, the 30% of this avoidance, because I have someone in my life that I love more than you could imagine, more than humanly possible. However, 30% of the time, there is an avoidance issue. I feel an avoidance vibration, meaning that, you know, I'm not really wanting to be in your company. And you can feel how someone, and you can tell how someone, whether they want to be in your company or not, is based on their behavior. See, words are not even necessary. I could even say that they're never necessary. You can feel a person's energy. You can feel it. And getting back to these people, that not everybody is in this, wants to be happy, wants to feel this or have this energy of contentment. It's not important. It's not on the list of things to do. Sometimes happiness and levity and lightness is painful to someone else. And I had to accept that. Just like I have to accept that someone that I love, and they love me too, but there are moments and there are times where they'd rather be anywhere else but in my presence. Hold on a second. I need to take a drink on that one. Oh. And that's another thing, my dear audience. Can we start lightening up on all of this? Can we find some humor in all of this misery? Can we find some humor to this life of ups and downs and challenges and not getting our, you know, all of it? Can we find some humor in all of it? Can we find some laughter and some jokes? That's another program behavior. And in fact, let's see, hold on a second. What level is that? Okay, that's level three. That's a big one. Here we go. One of the program behaviors, well, two of the program behaviors that are subtracting from your happiness is this program of thinking or giving this extra energy of this is important and this is serious. This is important and this is serious. Losing or not being in the presence of someone that I love 30% of the time, this is serious. Something needs to change. Something needs to be different. And here I am to tell you that no, letting go of someone that you love doesn't mean that you need, number one, doesn't mean that you need to have a conversation with them. You can let go of someone that you love energetically. And in fact, the universe, for peace and for contentment, you know what the universe does for peace? Is distance. All it requires is just putting some distance. Distance of time spent, how often spent, just some distance. And then also energetically sending that person, I love you, but I am putting some distance because of my peace. Nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with I don't want you to change. I don't want you to stop giving me avoidance energy. I don't need you to stop giving me anything other than what you are. Because this is the thing. You only know someone when they're challenged. You only know someone when they're challenged. So some people would say, be kind. Okay, yeah, that's nice to say. That's easy to say, be kind. But can you be kind when you're being challenged? Can you be kind when somebody is yelling in your face? Can you be kind then? See, this kindness, it's just like being a superhero. You can't be a hero unless there's some chaos. You can't show up as a hero unless there's some chaos around. And the same thing with any, what's the word I'm looking for? Noble. I'm kind. I want you to be kind. Be a kinder world. Well, can you be kind when you're challenged is the question. That's the ultimate amount of kindness is when someone is mean to you or they, I guess it's so much disrespect. There's no such thing. Nobody can disrespect you. I mean, respect yourself. When you have enough respect, and that's another program, respect for yourself. No one can disrespect you. No one can hurt your feelings. No one can offend you. Come on. the book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, it's coming out. It's on the editor's desk right now. But boy, that chapter of you can't be offended. Oh, I'm offended, and what are you going to do about it? But anyway, I digress. Let me get back to the topic. Boy, oh boy, can I get off of the topic. So the topic comes back to someone that you love, and there's a small percentage that it is not peaceful during that time. So what do you do? What is the solution? Because I'm about what's the challenge. What's the solution? What's the problem? What's the solution? So the solution is, of course, again, this is my perspective. The solution is distance. The solution is not to have a conversation and say, well, why are you avoiding me? What do I need to do differently? How do I need to change my behavior? What is it that you want me to do? No. Let these people be who they are. Another way of saying it, let these people show you their ass. Did I just say that out loud? Yes. Let these people be so comfortable and show you who they are, and then you make a decision as far as how often you want to engage or how often you want to be in their company. That's your choice. That's your decision. This happiness, wanting to experience more happiness, more inner peace, more contentment, all that stuff can only happen when you take, when you make a different decision, or when you take action, or you do something differently than you've been doing. And these people that I love, that, you know what, I've been shown this for too many years now. In fact, when you count the years, let's see, 18, 19. No, it probably started happening in 20, almost 3 years now. And 3 years is enough evidence. 3 years is enough evidence. And in fact, the only reason why the person got 3 years of evidence before I said, okay, it's time for me to do something different. It's time for me to do some letting go. It's time for me to do some shifting. The only reason why it took 3 years is because of this programming and this labeling of how close this person is. This is a family member, very close family member. But even a close family member cannot take any ranking over my contentment, over my inner peace. No way, Jose, no way. I 3 years is enough. Of 30%, now remember I'm talking about a very small percentage, 30%. 30% of, okay, this person needs, I need to put more distance. Even if it's 10%, it's still incompatible energy. It's still a disruption with 10%. So you either take your contentment and your inner peace, I'm going to say seriously, scratch that seriously, because I just said don't do any serious or important energy, or you make a commitment to it, or you don't. So it's an acceptance. When I talk about someone that I love, acceptance of there are times when they are not particularly one of my fans. How's that? Sometimes people are fans of are fans regardless of what I do, regardless of what I don't do. And sometimes people are conditional fans. Some people are fans based on conditions, whether or not I am behaving or acting or speaking or saying something that they approve of. And I'm here to tell you that I'm over that, and I'm trying something very, very new, very, very different, letting go of someone that I really, really, really love. Because of the 30% of that avoidance energy, I can sense it, I can feel it, and, you know, no thank you. So, question, does anybody out there, you can call in area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Anyone listening would like to share a story about how they had to let go of someone that they loved. And not only had to let go, but how did they let them go, and what were their strategies, if anyone wants to share. Because if not, you know, I could talk about this forever. Letting go of someone that you love, because, see, there is a difference between tolerating a person. There's a different vibration of tolerating a person and accepting a person. That tolerating, you can feel the difference. It's there's a pee under the mattress. That tolerating It's not the energy isn't flowing. There's a resistance to tolerating. Even the word tolerating feels like I'm resisting. Okay, I'm doing this, but I'm holding my nose. Even that tolerating, you can feel the difference. So I'm not talking about tolerating anyone. I'm talking about not tolerating anything. Not tolerating any energy that isn't peaceful. Not tolerating any energy that isn't peaceful. Now, that means that you can still have chaos all around you. You can have a war. You're surrounded by soldiers, and they're firing all around you. But you can still manage it. The practice is real. You can still vibrate an energy of peace, regardless of a war or storm around you. That is possible. That is very possible. I do it all the time. But again, it's a practice. So let's get back to the topic, and then I'll close it out unless somebody has a question or wants to make a comment about what they did or how they let go of someone that they loved. And when I say let go, know that there is nothing final in this universe, meaning that anything can always circle back. So it's not letting go and that's it, I'll never talk to them again. No, I let go energetically, and I let go with love, and I let go with I want the best for you, and I let go with a gentle, gentle, kind, peaceful adios. Until we speak again, until we meet again, I have no idea when. I have no idea whether it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. But I'm open to, well, first of all, I'm letting you go. I'm putting some distance. I'm energetically letting you go. So there's no conversation that needs to be had that will tell the other person, you need to change. I want you to talk. I want you to be different so I'll feel better. No, there's no need for that. I want the person to be exactly who they are. I don't want anybody changing unless it's time for them to change or unless they're supposed to change. Don't change for me. It's impossible in the first place. Changing for someone else. Change happens when it's time. The butterfly, the caterpillar turns into a butterfly when it's time. So all change happens when it's time. And I don't know if I'm okay with change happening or change not happening. But I definitely am going to be responsible for even 30% of the time putting myself in the same proximity of someone that just energy is incompatible. Again, nothing wrong with them, nothing wrong with me, just incompatible energy. And I'm going to do something about it. And that takes you to another place of being detached. See, when you let go of your attachments to people, especially people we say that we love, let go of all attachments to people that claim, hello? Is this still on? Is this still on? Am I still on? Can anyone hear me? You know what? Uh-oh. Can anyone hear me on wisdom? Because I'm looking and it doesn't look like it's active. No. Huh. I don't know what happened. Well, if you are listening, well, it doesn't look like this is even on. Anyway, if you are listening and you can't hear anything, you can also go to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, this isn't working anymore. The bands, you know, where testing. The bands where, you know, the movement that you get when you're speaking. Anyway, it's not working. Okay, so back to the show. You can always listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio. Back to the show. Blog Talk Radio, and the title of the show is Letting Someone You Love Go and Happiness. Okay, so, and that's what happens. You see how life happens? It just, I don't think I'm live on wisdom. It says live, but there's no jiggly lines. Okay, I'm enough. That's enough of that. So where am I going with this? Okay, back to letting go of somebody. Know that when you do let go. I'm just going to end this. Or should I just keep going? I'm just going to keep talking and then let it end on its own. Know that when you make a decision, but you are inspired to let go of someone else, you're letting them go. Know that anything could happen, any other future moment, all future moments can. Okay, scratch that. Be okay, be open to all possibilities in the future. That's what I want to say. Whether the universe brings you back, whether the universe keeps the distance, be open to all possibilities and know that when someone is in your life, and you, there is a part of the energy, whether it's 10%, 5%, 20%, 30%, it's incompatible energy. You still can make a decision. You still can choose distance. If there is one little speck, one pea under the mattress, I've said this before, one pea under the mattress, and you can feel it, then there's something you can do something else about it. This is really just, I don't know why this is showing no activity on the Wisdom app, but it's not. Let's wrap it up by summing everything up. Letting go of somebody that you love. And in fact, if you want to speak with me live, you just press the number 1. If you're in the queue, if you want to say something live, press the number 1. Hold on a second, we have someone. Okay.
Hi.
Well, hello. What's your first name? Area code 267. What's your first name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. So I missed your show today, but I wanted to just sort of get a pep talk from you, just hear your perspective with this. I would like to say goodbye to an old part of me that has been in my mind a lot lately because I am doing some things with my business again, and like, so this stuff is coming up, like these negative thoughts, and I'm doing, like, sometimes I'll watch them, other times I'll do affirmations on the contrary, like, hey, we're not thinking that anymore. So I just wanted to know, like, what do you suggest? I just want to hear, like, your comments today.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, your question and your comment about the negative thoughts and negative stories is so universal. Everybody has them. We're more alike than we are different. And just know that that's normal. And, in fact, that is part of the practice. When I say happiness is the practice skill, part of the practice is recognizing that, number one, the thoughts and the stories are not you, number one. They're not you. No identifying with your thoughts, no identifying with your stories. But what I do, see, this is the issue. This is the issue. This is my perspective. My ego, I don't know about you, my dear Jessica, but my ego is on life support. It needs stories. It needs the negativity. It needs the feel bad stories. It needs the bad news. It needs all of that to stay alive. So the first part of it, and I heard what you said about I contradict this and using affirmations. But another thing that I do is I just say, I hear what you're saying, ego, but what you're saying isn't the truth. And then I also add this one. I say, oh, I hear what you're saying, and oh, that does sound like all that's negative, but I know that this is serving me in some way, and I trust that it's serving me in some way. I know that it's serving me in some way. I believe that it is, and what you're and just because you don't believe it, that's okay. In other words, lighten up with these negative thoughts and these negative stories. It's not that they're, in other words, even those negative stories and thoughts, let them be humorous too.
So I want to add another element to this is that so if I'm doing things like that and I'm like, okay, we're kind of just moving ahead. This is what the thoughts are. Like, you know, this is how I'm thinking now, and this is my life now, and whatever. And I guess it's sort of like an impatience. I'm realizing that now, maybe, in speaking with you, is that I'm expecting my physical reality to change, I guess, quicker, because the negative thoughts aren't around as much. But I guess that's what it is. It's like, well, I must not be thinking XYZ like I think I am, because I'm not seeing it in my reality just right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I must still have a negative thought around this thing because I haven't seen this thing change.
Okay. Ooh, wee, this is so good. My body just chilled up. Here we go. You ready for this one? Put your seatbelt on for this. You ready? You're going to need a seatbelt and a crash helmet. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
One of the biggest lies ever told is this thing about I'm blocking my good from coming, self-sabotage, I've got blocked chakras, I'm not manifesting because of something I'm doing or something I'm not doing. There must be some negativity here. I must be blocking. Do you think that if God wanted you to have anything or whatever manifested, that what a human could do could block God's divine plan from expression?
Right. So I do understand that. But so what's the purpose of the crickets right now?
The cricket.
If that makes sense. You know, like if you're putting material out there and say no one's calling into your show, or people aren't signing up to your classes, or, you know, people aren't, you know, whatever, some views on some video, you know, things like that.
Okay. I'm getting chills again. Okay. So this is the thing. You have expectations. You have expectations and a very impatient about. And you have desires. You have desires. You have wants. You have expectations. You have this idea of what you think is going to be the best for you. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm here.
I was going to come back with something else.
No, that's okay. But let me just stay on this just for a second, then come back. So you have expectation. And so, see, this is the thing. I used to do the same thing, too. I used to think that I knew exactly what was going to make my life better. I knew exactly what I needed. And I'm here to tell you that it was very painful. It was horrible. It was horrible, Jessica. I got to the point where I don't have any wants, any desires. I don't need anything manifested other than what the universe wants and desires for me. I don't have any goals. I don't have an agenda. I don't have anything. I'm going, whatever you put in front of me, universe, is exactly what I need, is exactly what I desire. I have none because my desires and my wants are coming from my ego in the first place. And if you are dissatisfied in this moment, you are going to be dissatisfied in your future moment. It is really about vibrating an energy of satisfaction in this moment. And so you're dissatisfied in the moment. And I don't care, job, clients, money, you're still going to take that vibration of dissatisfaction into your future. I don't care how much money or how many clients. So that's number one. The other thing with this patience is really letting go and trusting, okay, not my will or my ego's will. It's whatever God wants. It's whatever the universe wants. It's really letting go and trusting and believing that the universe has the best plan.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Taking notes because I need these reminders around me right now. So the thing is that how do you do this when you're like, well, there's two things. How do you do this when you're like, okay, and the money aspect of it, like I need the money. So that's why there's expectations or desires there. And then the other element of it is like, I'm taking all this time to create these things. And I do have enjoyment in creating it, but it's also like the memory of like I've been here before, that I've like created. I've gone through all the steps of like, say, organizing this event, and there's a lot of elements to it. And then it's like it makes you very mad if there's, you know, if no one signs up. So
I know. Yeah, and so that's the thing. You do have expectations. So let me share a story. When I first started this radio show, it has to be at least 12 years ago. It's over 10 years. I know. I just lost track of time. At least 12 years ago, when I first started, and nobody was listening. Absolutely nobody. Maybe one person would listen. You know, a week would go by, and maybe another person would listen, and then zero people would listen, and all of that. And then I was complaining. I was complaining to the universe. I complained, oh, God, nobody's listening, universe. Where are the people listening? Where are my millions of listeners? And the universe told me, we're listening. Isn't that enough?
You know, it's not. Did you tell that?
And of course it's not enough. And so you're a slave to your ego, and your ego is running you, and your ego is in charge, because you said it, though. You said it. You're doing it. You're getting enjoyment. So do, and that's it. It's doing in the moment, getting enjoyment in the moment. It has nothing to do with doing the enjoyment for something future to manifest. You're always gonna hit the wall if you're doing something with an attachment to an outcome. That's what it is. You have an attachment to an outcome. And I get the money thing. Let's get back to the money. Needing money, I understand it. Whatever you need, you are always supplied. If you need more money, you will have more money. If you don't have more money, guess what? You don't need it. This whole thing with the money, and I'm not poo-pooing it. I get it. It is a strong, strong program. But there's also this needing, because whatever anyone needs, that ego needs, I need. How about telling your ego you need nothing other than what the moment is supplying you with? See, your battle is with your ego.
Yeah, I'm just writing down things because I just need the stuff around me because I want to break through this pattern in this area because I've been doing this work that you talk about in other areas, but now it's like the focus back on the career again because I kind of took a break from it for a little bit. And now I'm like seeing this stuff with new eyes and I'm like, here we go again. So the thing with you too,
Jessica, is there absolutely zero acceptance of where you are and what you're producing and what you're not producing. Zero acceptance. You're not liking. you're discontented. You're dissatisfied with this moment. And I'm here to tell you that the vibration is first. The energy is first. It doesn't have to be first, but if you want peace, the energy is first. I'm satisfied with exactly where I am. See, your ego has you identifying with it and has you saying yes. This is not good. I want more. But when you start attacking, or telling the ego, you know, ego, you're not driving anymore. You're not in charge anymore. You're not my identity anymore. I hear what you're saying, and I know it's gonna hurt your heart. But you're gonna have to sit down. Sit down, ego. And watch how I let go of all of this shit that you think was important, and I'm here to tell you that the universe doesn't think important.
I feel teary. I just, like, want to cry.
Let's cry together. Yeah. I mean that. Let's cry together because this is no joke here. This ego and getting free and getting free of the ego is a crying. Yes, thank God. Thank God I don't allow my ego to rule me and drive and make decisions and make me feel a certain way. And let me say something else too, my dear Jessica. These feelings of negativity and feeling bad back and forth and back and forth, just feel them. And no label. Let's stop labeling our feelings hurt, shame, sadness, whatever. Let's stop labeling everything. Let's just start saying, this is my experience on this planet. This is my experience on Earth. I'm conscious energy having a human experience. And if this is what the experience is going to be, I'm good with it, universe. I'm good with whatever experience you bring in front of me. I am not going to fall victim to these programs if I have to A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I don't have to do that. I don't have to make a certain amount of money. I don't have to have a certain amount of clients. What I need to do to change this world is to have peaceful energy, is to be an energy of contentment. That's how I serve this world, me having an energy of contentment. That's it. That's all I need to do ever.
I just feel upset. I mean, I've been feeling upset for the last couple of days, so it's just finally coming out.
Yes.
You know, I've been trying to work it out. I think it kind of makes me not want to do my work then, which is back to that cycle where I was before, that I took a break for a bit.
We don't know where your inspiration is going to take you. And all the stories, it makes me not want to. How about this? Just start witnessing those stories and the stories about. You know what? Let me. I have a homework assignment for you. Okay, write this down. This woman, her name is Barbara. Hold on a second. What's her last name? Berger. Barbara Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. And she has. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick. It's called the Mental Laws. It's a free a free PDF you can download or read online. Hold on a second. I really want you to, Barbara Berger. It's going to help. It's going to help with all of the thoughts, my dear Jessica. Hold on a second, block.
Like, I've struggled with this stuff for probably, like, I don't know, 12 years or something like that in my business. It's
That's
a nightmare.
That's okay. That's okay.
It's
That's
like,
all right. That's okay.
But it's
well,
like,
listen.
Like, what was coming in was, like, I was having this inspiration of, like, okay, put up all these events. And I was like, oh, this is exciting. This is, like, the old me, and I feel excited about it. And I was like, I don't know, that expectation, I think, just pops in. But I have all these, like, thoughts of, like, you know, we have certain visions in our head of, like, or knowings of what's going to happen for us or something. And then it, like, it kind of, you know, I guess at the core of all of it is, like, well, I don't even want to say that because I don't even believe that. But, like, it's just.
What were you going to say that you don't believe? What were you going to say? I'm curious.
It's like if you go years and years of, like, not seeing the results.
Okay,
it's like, is
okay.
This ever going to happen for me, you know? And it's like,
okay. So,
if you're not, like, doing what you love and you're called to and you're not getting that, I mean, you do, to a certain extent, need a response. I mean, how many times are you going to do a radio show that you're just talking to yourself on the radio? Like, that stuff drives me nuts.
Oh, honey. I've done it so many times, it's not even funny.
How long am I going to – I can't keep doing stuff like that. Like, it's not fun. Like, it's fun to interact with people.
This is the thing. See, this is the thing. You're doing it to get something. You're doing it. You're attached to some. You see, all attachment. So we're really getting to all of your programmed behaviors. So you do have attachments to outcomes. That's number one. Expectations, number two. Big expectations. Impatience. But the thing is, are you enjoying what you're doing? See, I enjoy talk. I mean, of course it is a little bit more energizing if you have people listening, but I really can talk about this topic with nobody listening. I could do it every Sunday because it's what I'm passionate about. And so if nobody listens or a million people listen, it doesn't matter for me. And so with you, my dear Jessica, it's really attacking these program behaviors of expectations, needing something to manifest. And I get the cycle in the same loop doing what you did before, but all of what you're talking about has to do with something external, clients, events. External, putting all of your feelings, all of your emotions, all of your energy into something external happening. And that's
the interesting part of it, too, is that on top of reviewing all this stuff and being more aware of what's going on this time around,
mm-hmm.
is that I was, like, sort of estranged from my parents on and off over, like, the last, like, 10-plus years. And I recently just reconnected with them, and they are financially supporting me right now. And that's where all these programs have started, and, like, it's always,
good.
Like, sort of a time clock of, like, how long before. Like, that's really the reason, one of the main reasons of why we were estranged, too, is, like, all this pressure that they constantly put on me.
So they expected you to do something. They expected, so when they support you, they want you to behave in a way that they want you to behave. They want you to do what they want you to do.
Yeah, like even now, it's like, well, you know, how long is it going to last? Because it's like a thing of, you know, even my, like there we were talking about, like originally, when I first reconnected with them, like, you know, maybe a month ago, I was applying for jobs. But then, like, it dawned on me. I was like, I don't even want to do that. I'm not even playing that game anymore. That, like, if something that was easy for me, enjoyable, but it always ends up being a lot of, like, energy and effort to try to get a job. And I don't know, I don't get hired these places, or I get, like, kicked out of them, like, because I'm not supposed to be there. And, like, just, like, weird things happen. So it's not worth it for me to,
Okay. Let me say something with you. One of the things I feel from you too is you're trying to figure all this stuff out yourself. You mean the only person you have to help you figure it out is the ego too. So we got the ego going. We got the ego working to make you feel crappy about all of this. Before I forget, let me write this down. Since if you have a pencil and paper,
yeah,
write this down. I really want you to. It's called beamteam.com. BEAMTEAM. Beamteam.com. And
okay.
Then you go to .com. EN Barbara Mental Laws. If you just Google Barbara Berger, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, and the mental laws, you should be able to pull it up. It's a PDF, and it is really, really good. I think it's about 40 pages. It's a lot of pages. But it talks about the mind and how it works, how the mind works and how the thoughts come. It's really a good read as far as getting a handle on the mind, how it works, the thoughts that keep coming up, the laws about the mind, and that you can't avoid. So I really recommend that. I really want you to look at that. And
all
let's get back to you guys. Do you see it?
Yeah, no, I'll look it up afterwards, but I was just saying thank you.
Okay, good. And so what I would give you a homework assignment too of just, and I want to hear you again, connect again next week if you feel inspired, is to have a conversation with the universe or God, hands up, palms up, and just say, you know what, just lead me, guide me, I trust, and can you feel the difference between ego and action and or inspired action, and meaning universal, just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. I mean, can you let go of that ego and feel universal inspiration?
Yeah, I do, but I think that I'm just so focused on, like, I grabbing the gold right now, you know? Like, I just feel like it's the time for me. So,
okay. Well, if it may be the time for you, but the thing is, if it is the time for you, but let go of all of these expectations and the impatience and all the stories around when you think something is going to happen. See, you have this when it should happen. You have this when it should in your head, and I'm here to tell you that when it should is just a disaster waiting to happen. Because who knows when it's going to happen? Who knows when it's going to happen?
Well, that's the thing that's disturbing. I mean, I look back over notes from like many years ago, and I always thought it was going to happen like right then, or I set my intention for certain things then, like... It's just, like, since I got into this whole spirituality thing, like, I remember, like, one of the first books I read was that, like, Sonia Choquette, Your Heart's Desire. And I remember I wrote down, like, this kind of type of relationship I wanted. And I've basically been angry about it ever since. That's, like, 20-plus years. And I was like, this never
happened. You. Did you say you've been angry about something that you never had manifest? Is that what you said?
Yeah, because I followed her book. I thought it was, like, so magical that you, like, that whole, like, setting your intentions and law of attraction, like I was so excited about it. And then it was like, you know, I mean, but it's like you see all these like, I think I still get sort of hazed by like the law of attraction people on YouTube, you know, it's like.
Let me tell you something about that. And I remember Sonia's got a really nice, soft, beautiful voice. That's Sonia.
Yeah, not feeling it anymore, but right.
Yeah. But anyway, so let me get back to this law of attraction bullshit. Sorry. Mm-hmm. This, you know, and I get it. I totally get it. This manifest, and I'm here to tell you. I mean, you believe me or you don't. This manifest, I'm going to manifest the relationship, I'm going to manifest the house, I'm going to manifest the life of my dreams is a bunch of bullshit. You really, why don't you manifest, if you can manifest something, if you're really a creator, then manifest a new planet, manifest a new star, manifest yourself 3 inches taller. Why is it this manifesting is only something that you can purchase, something you can buy? See, the thing is, this big manifest is another. And this is my perspective. You manifest a new planet, manifest a new tree. Why can't you do that? No, you can't. So what the truth is that everybody is living out their destiny. Period. They're living out their destiny. And the ego wants them to believe that, yes, I'm making something happen. And how the hell can I fight against somebody saying, oh, I made it happen. I manifested. Law of attraction. Well, if something pops up in your life, it was part of your destiny. Manifest world peace. Manifest a cure for COVID. Manifest that. How come these manifestors can only manifest a new home?
I don't know if this is going to be triggering to you, and you might have to put on your seatbelt. But the thing is that
yeah, let's hear it. Let's go.
But you know, you brought it up because you were like, manifest a cure for COVID. Well, there are people out there, and I'm one of them that believes that COVID does not exist. There's a lot of information out there for that. So when you talk about law of attraction, there's people who have gone down the rabbit hole of believing and being brainwashed and programmed to believe that COVID exists. Then there's other people who have been brainwashed and programmed to believe that COVID doesn't exist.
That's
so they prove that like you can be programmed any which way. So you might as well program yourself to say, I'm going to be a success in my career. I'm going to do it right now. I'm just going to keep affirming this shit, whatever it is. And this is what I want. And this is, it's a lot of energy because I have manifested things like that. But it's like, I don't want to do it. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's the end of that comment. The idea of, I don't want to be going down the rabbit hole of being depressed that these things are not happening for me and that I need to just surrender and that I'm just being sent on like a chasing my tail, doing the same shit I was always doing and like not getting any results. Like it feels like you're just not getting any traction.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. I totally understand. So you're in a spot right now where if this isn't happening, I'm done with it.
I mean, it always comes back into my mind, but it kind of feels a little bit torturing. You know, it's sort of like, all right, well, we're going through this again, and I know things are different. I'm seeing how in my reality things are showing up different. But, like, I was really excited for, like, this event. People were going to be signing up for it, even if it was just one person, at least it was like, okay, we're getting it going. And I got other ideas that it was like, go put up these other events. And then I was like, hold up, like the last like day or something, you know, since that nobody signed up for the other event I had, I was like, hold up, I'm not running, jumping through hoops for you guys again. Like, I mean, this is me talking to the universe of, like, I'm not jumping through hoops, putting up all this stuff on my website, organizing things. Everything is sort of like a lot of energy, making these plans. I'm not doing that again if it's sort of like negotiating with the universe. I'm like, I'm not doing this again.
You're giving a universe an ultimatum.
Well, it's just, I'm just saying, this is how I feel, because this shit pisses me off. Again, I feel like crying again about it. Like, I'm excited about doing my work here, but I need something happening here, because I can't just do the same routine that I did before many times over the years. I think that's fair.
Okay, I hear you, my dear Jessica. I really do hear you, and I was really looking forward to being triggered, but I wasn't. I was really looking forward to it. But the thing is, you think that you know better than what your plan is better than the universe's plan. And the reason why I know that that's the truth is because you're saying that if this doesn't happen in a certain period of time, I'm not doing that again. I'm not going through all of this again, and I totally get it. And I'm here to tell you that.
I just don't have the energy for it. That's the thing. I just feel exhausted.
Well, then don't do it.
But then what am I doing? Nothing.
I can only share with you what I do, and I sometimes I don't do anything. Whatever I ask the universe, just inspire me. Some days I'm inspired. Some days I'm action. I'm going from the morning all the way to the evening. And sometimes I'm not doing anything, and that's got to be okay. And it is okay. I understand what you're saying, but the reason all of this is happening is because of the comparing the past, and that's another thing, comparing the past. If you're not inspired by what you're doing, and you're doing it for a goal, or you're doing it for a reason, you're doing it for a manifestation, then you're going to keep going around in a circle, in a circle, in a circle. Nothing's going to change. You're resisting the universe, and that's why it's such a struggle. You resisting the universe doesn't work, ever. Ever. I sure do like you, though.
Yeah, we got on a fight several years ago. I was mad at you about, you were telling me that I wasn't supposed to have any desires.
We got in a fight, and we're doing the same thing. We're talking about the same thing.
You know what? It's been a journey. It wasn't about my career then.
I'm just smiling. And, you know, let me just say something. This show and what I share, I mean, it triggers a lot. I mean, people, you should hear all the angry or see all the angry emails I get. People get angry. But it's not at me. It's not personal. But yeah, I don't have any desires or wants anymore, Jessica. I just don't.
Has the universe just exhausted you? You know, like, I understand it's a practice, but it also is it just from years of being disappointed with stuff that it's like, I surrender.
I started
the past.
Well, see, the thing is, when I say I have 54 behaviors that subtract from happiness, I'm not kidding. I mean, I've eliminated most of all of them, and the first one is having expectations. The second one, the first one is being impatient, and also the other one is being okay with uncertainty. I'm okay with uncertainty. I'm at peace with uncertainty. The universe didn't beat me down. The universe... It just like the universe did to poor Jesus, poor guy. He didn't want to be crucified. He didn't want to die. He didn't want to be tortured. But he struggled, and he got angry back and forth, and he said, finally said, ah, screw it. Okay, not my will, your will. And until you get to that point, you are going to struggle. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are, what kind of degree, whatever. Until you get and you totally surrender everything, and I got both of my arms out, everything, and it's not comfortable, and it doesn't feel good, and it's not pleasant, but that's the only way I live right now.
So what was that prayer you wanted me to say to the universe? Because I kind of feel like I don't really know if I want to be doing my work if I can't get goodies from it. Like, I don't know if I really can be bothered. And
that's okay too. If I can't get what I want, if I can't get what my ego wants, because it is an ego desire. Just know that it's an ego desire. And so any ego desire, know that any desire that is coming from the ego is never going to bring you satisfaction. I'm just letting you know that. You're not going to get any satisfaction from anything external. Not lasting satisfaction. But so the prayer that you, it's just hands up, hey, universe, how do I let go? How do I let go of control? How do I trust more? How do I surrender? How do I let go of the plan that my ego has for me in my head? How do I let go of that ego's plan, and how do I trust and get on your plan? That's it. A lot of how do I's. Because the universe is in charge of how. So how do I?
Yeah,
but you may be going in another direction.
I don't want to be doing my work for free. I've been down that route, that road, and like, I'm not interested in that. And it's just a thing of, you know, but that's the thing. Like, when inspiration comes in, then you're like, oh, okay, you want me to do this. And it's like, oh, no, but no one signed up this time. So you got to be okay with that, because you're still emotional about that shit. You know, it's like, stop that. And it's like, well, there's so much pressure on it to get things going after like so many years. It's like, are we ever going to be doing this?
Well,
you know, you get older.
You have outcomes that you want, and I'm just telling you, anytime you have an outcome, you're gonna run into issues. You have outcomes that you want. You have desires. You have wants and desires. And I sure do love that you said we got in a fight years ago, and it's the same thing. I'm telling you, I let go of all my wants and desires, and it's not that they wore me down. It's just that. I'm not going to fight the universe. I'm not going to struggle against the universe. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that's what you're really doing here. You're fighting a fight that can't be won.
Yeah. I learned that last year with another area of my life. So, yeah, I get that.
Well, this is what I would say. I would just sit for a while. I would just ask the universe, universe, guide me, lead me. Where would you like me to go? Where, what's next, universe? I'm here. I'm letting all of this go. You drive. I'll let go. And see where it leads you.
Okay.
If you have enough patience for it, and if you trust, and you have enough patience. How old are you?
I don't share that information anymore. I don't count the numbers.
Okay. Well, I'm 67, and I'm at a point where I'm good with whatever the universe plans. And see, you have a lot of.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I mean, I just wanted to, like, I'm going to let go, because I've been asking for guidance the last couple of days, because I see what's going on with myself. I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing here? So that's the answer, came through you, and I appreciate that. And I'm just going to release it, because I can't, do this up and down thing, and I can't do this the same way I've been doing it for the last however many years.
Yes.
So that's it. That's it. We see what's next. It opens up. But, you know.
And let it go and say, you know, not my plan, it's your plan. Okay, it's your plan. Your plan, universe, your plan. And quite frankly, and the other thing, if these parents are trying to control you with you know, especially they're supporting and now they think they can control, because that's what happens when people give money or give support, and they say, oh, yeah, but they also want you to behave in a certain way. See, if you give somebody something, if I'm supporting you, then I'm supporting you with whatever you want to do with it. Whatever you want to do with the money.
That's where I am with them now. I think that's because I put up boundaries and I'm like respecting myself more, and it's like I'm not, you know, I have a bigger like overview of like what's going on with them too, with us, like our dynamics. So I'm like, whatever, they're going to have to be in the space of unconditional love. Like, we're not doing that control thing anymore. And, I'm just trusting the universe of like, whatever, that's what I'm stepping through with that, which I'm fine with. I'm comfortable. I'm actually comfortable with it because I feel, that's the thing. I feel in control and powerful in that area. In the career thing, I don't feel powerful, and that it bothers me. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the park and walk and cry because I just want to get it out.
Yes.
I've been wanting to for 2 days.
Go to the park, walk and cry, because see, you're trying to control something that you don't have the power to control, period. And you're trying to be your ego, and you're not your ego. You're more than that. Yeah, so go to the park and cry. No, seriously, let it go. You need to release all of this stuff. Who knows? But just relax, take a deep breath, let the universe, I know you're going to show me, the way, you're going to show me another direction, you're going to show me the direction, I'm open. I'm sorry, universe, that I was trying to handle everything. No, that was a bad joke. But yes, I surrender to all of it. Thank you for the struggle. I'm open. Whatever you have planned for me, I'm ready and I'm willing. Done. Bam. Amen. Next moment.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And
I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. And we'll chat again. Stay connected.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Wow. What a great, you never know where this show is going to go. And I don't even know if these people on Wisdom can hear me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The show's over. If you want to speak with me live, you can press the number 1. But other than that, the show's over. What is this? An hour and 45 minutes? Was that what happened? What? That's right, Jessica. I could sit and talk to nobody for an hour and 45 minutes. Whew. And you know, the thing is with this life, it's really about enjoyment. And I now that you're still listening, Jessica, I want to say something too. This thing about having any kind of feeling shame around anything in the mirror, from age to looks to health, money, all of it. I have to let all that stuff go. I let the universe be in charge. The universe is in charge of all of it, but my ego does not have a say-so in practically anything or any decision. And being open to and letting my ego know that I am that you know, I know who you are, ego. I know your identity. I know that you are here just to make my life miserable. I know that you're here to cause unrest. And so, no, I'm not following your plan. I'm not listening to you, listening to your plan. Your plan is, it's not the universal plan, and I'm hanging with the universe. Whew. So that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, there's a few videos I have on YouTube. That's a work in progress. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I've also collaborated with a couple of books that are out on the market. One went to be Amazon number one bestseller. It's called The Book I Read. Anyway, until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You're a physical extension of the universe, your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, global happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you're going to find, the more you're going to experience in every moment the energy of contentment. Self-awareness, practice, have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.